Hey, we're back. Sorry about that, guys. As they do over at TSN Central, I do not have speakeasy.net, so I just got owned by my internet connection. But I am back, and I will replay that last question and answer, as I'm assuming many of you missed it, as I know I did. So, oh, look at this. Here we go. Now we're back in. As I said, I will replay that last answer from both of them. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are back.
I think gamers expect too much to start with. If you don't like the mod or where it's heading to, you can always leave. Beta 3. I think most players from the Beta 1 period expect a jump similar to the jump from Beta 1 to Beta 2. Well, ask me what I think about Beta 3 at a later stage, when I have more time. Didn't really think about it yet. Maybe more mission game types and an effective capture and hold solution. But this is old news.
I do think expectations of players are high. We all tend to think that Sid can do miracles and have nothing else to do than make the game perfect for us. Unfortunately, these people also work, eat, and sleep, and try to sometimes have personal lives. But as for me, I'm quite happy with Urban Terror. Of course, some things could be changed. But I'm one to just wait and see. I'm pretty pleased with the gameplay and weapons now, although I do think the DE sound is a bit off. Even though it's fabulous, it sounds more like a hunting rifle. Basically, I will just live my life and see what Sid brings us for the Beta 3. I think we'll be surprised in some ways as to what we'll get next.
And that's all the question I have for Lord of Doom and Vampy. The floor is yours. Feel free to pimp or give a shout-out to anybody you want in the community. Lord, what do you have for us?
I would like to thank Sid for this great mod and all the third-party mappers that keep bringing new ones in. Seasum, Dragon, No Fear, Pisu, Filtertip, Dot-Exe, Nats, and my clanmate Devlin. Great work, guys. Also a special shout-out to Bladekiller. You are really great to talk with. I would like to mention my old clan QV and my new clan UTZ. You are all great friends. Also the Foss guys and girls have been good friends. My friend Lord, Thumber, Cats, Gangster, Buffetti, Legomancer, and all the other great old schoolers. And I would like to give a shout out to everybody that I forgot to mention.
Okay, well, I want to say thanks to Bladekiller. She's helped me a lot with my column at times, and she's just the greatest. And also to Oswald. I don't know how you do it at times, but you deserve more credit than you get. I want to say hi to Void and all the other members in UTZ. To everyone in Foss, especially Ayumi. And Blade Girl, you hang in there. We all think you're fab. Also, keep visiting terrorists.net, people. Owen Kane, behave.
And I would like to thank Lord of Doom and Vampy for their time and their answers about Urban Terrorist. That's terrorist.net. If you haven't been there, I recommend you go visit it. Great site, great people, and we thank them for their continued support. And now this song is dedicated to all those who claim to be old school Urban Terror players. And I know you guys are in the channel, as I can see many of you who've been around since Beta 1. You've been asking for this one for a long time, and this takes you back to the days of District. Sorry, no way we're going to make it through that whole song from Britney Spears. This is, who is this? This is Sexual Boulevard. This is Sexy Boulevard Girl featuring Thaddeus from Silicon Eyes.
I was standing at the beach, waxing down my body, but I had to take a tinsel, so I went to the party. But I saw you standing there, playing with your hair. That's how I knew it. Yeah.
Girl, you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 you're a girl, 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 you're a girl.
pretty, cause I thought you were hot. So I'm looking for the kill, baby, ready or not. I said, you're a fine cutie from your head down to your boot. That's why you said to me, I know.
Just kidding. I won't do that to you guys again. Was that a horrid set or what? And as I said, the girl with silicone breasts singing Hit Me Baby One More Time and one of our coders singing Girl, Girl, You're a Girl, Girl. And that would be Thaddeus. And as I said, only those who have played District will understand the relevance of that Britney Spears song. But that was some elevator music in that map, so... Hope you guys enjoyed that. I had a nice little laugh here watching all you guys yell at me for playing a little Britney Spears. With that said, let us look forward. You are back with Oswald Urban Radio, and I am your pimp in the box as we continue on with the show. And we are going to review a new level today. Actually, not a new level. Going to review Laneway here. And we're also going to talk to Dragone from Triad Development. In order to give credit where credit is due, we will be presenting some Urban Terror level reviews, interviews with some of the level designers, and eventually with some of the Urban Terror players in the community in order to get them involved. Our first interview here on Urban Radio will be with Dragone, who has pestered me for weeks to get off my ass and get some questions together and present it to some of the level designers. And with that in mind, I did that this past week, so we will be talking to him regarding his latest and greatest projects, along with those of Triad Development, and you can check out those levels over on clantriad.net/devteam. You'll see levels like UT Italia from Vincent Vega, and also UT Motor, M-O-T-R, from Cry for Dawn, just to name a few. Good site, good maps, and you can expect some good answers here as we get into the interview. His release last Friday of Druglord was not his first. He did create UT After Hours, which was included in the Urban Terror Level Design Map Contest release, and he also created a level he did in 8 hours, a smaller level called Proving Grounds. As we move forward, I think we spent probably 20 minutes with Dragone, talking to him, getting some questions answered regarding who he is, his thoughts on maps, his thought on his maps, what he looks forward to, and how he sees the community and the level designers doing. But just like we did before with Lord of Doom and Vampy, we want to get the 411 on you, Dragone, who you are, what you are, and how you became involved in Urban Terror.
Hey, Oz. Well, I'm 31 now. I'll be 32 next Tuesday. And I'm a systems administrator, web programmer by trade. I've been married to one of the co-founders of my clan, Queen Bee Triad, for over 3 years. No, we didn't meet online. We knew each other beforehand, and along with a friend of mine, we formed Triad. No, it's three. There were three of us. No, it has nothing to do with the Chinese mafia. Anyway... I've been mapping for ID Software Games pretty much since Doom 2, and I've pretty much stuck with ID Software Games. As for Urban Terror, I'd like to say I was hooked on UT the first time I heard of it, but instead, when 127 was released, a few people talked about it. Without playing it, I just trashed it out of hand as a Counter-Strike clone. I mean, that's what the website looked like. But I was this huge three-wave CTF diehard at the time, and, well, nothing was going to break me out of that. Or so I thought, anyway. After hearing about it for a couple more weeks, I finally gave it a shot. That was the last time I talked about a game or a mod before trying it out myself. I'm not going to say I was totally hooked, but man, was it fun, and definitely not what I thought it was. I played it on and off for a while, and then 2.0 came along. That's when I was hooked. It was so much more polished and clean that suddenly three-way went dormant on my system, and I grabbed UT mapping stuff and haven't looked back since.
All right, let's go back a few months to the Urban Terror Level Design Contest. Your level after ours was quite successful. It was selected as one of the finalists and was included in the map pack. Last week, we were fortunate enough to introduce Drug Lord on Urban Radio. What have you learned in terms of development between these two levels and the one in between called Proving Grounds?
Yeah, the mapping contest. Well, that was a bit of a wake-up call for me. I thought I had the whole mapping thing down pat by then, but I didn't think about the mod as much as I should have when I made the map. Yeah, it's a realistic location, and it looks pretty good. But what bugged me was the fact that I was unable to clean up the frame rate at some points, and texturing is a bit of a weak point for me. There's a lot more to UT mapping than I originally thought. Scale is much more significant in UT, as are the player system considerations and the higher demands of the base UT game on them. Anyway, I learned a lot about proper scaling and frame rate optimizing before I made Drug Lord Airstrip. I also learned a bit about terrain shaders from .exe at the last minute, and terrain editing from Nick at the start. I hope I said Nick's name right. Sorry, dude. Anyway, the whole terrain issue was like forbidden fruit to me previously. I didn't know how to do it, and everybody else was, and I really didn't quite understand some of the tutorials, but between those two, they got me up and running pretty quick. Anyway, somewhere between After Hours and Drug Lord Airstrip, I made Proving Grounds. That actually happened because my internet was down for 8 hours one night, and in that 8 hours, I came up with a map. It was really an experiment in developing for gameplay while leaving the design details and prettiness of the map as a side note. I was able to get the intricacies of gameplay into my head once and for all with that, something that was touch and go with my level design in the past. Hope what I learned really shows in Drug Lord Airstrip. The only thing that I think I really still need skills work on is texturing, but only time will tell with that.
Okay. Texturing, yeah, I've seen some issues with the texturing, but overall, it does look pretty good. Now that Drug Lord has been released, is there anything you want to change on it?
Actually, to be honest, pretty happy with it as it is. I can say I was overwhelmed by the response from the community. Yeah, I know it was pimped like crazy for the few weeks before release, but that made it even more nerve-wracking because the expectations were a lot higher on it. It was a huge sigh of relief when the players started raving about it. Being able to play it on pubs, though, has shown me a few texture misalignments just because I'm at different angles to see them and I'm not concentrating so much on them. But there are also two places that the players can get hung up. Neither of those places are really significant, as a player can get out. It's just not that much fun to get stuck anywhere for any amount of time. The spots are somewhat out of the way, though, so it's kind of rare to hit them. I don't know. I'm not one to take a second look at a map unless there are serious problems with it. And it doesn't seem like there's really any serious, significant issues. I don't feel it's right to make players go and download a map all over again without significant additions or improvements. But I am anxious to see what's coming for maps in Beta 3. Might just have to give Drug Lord Airstrip an overhaul for that one.
So how do you think Drug Lord compares to some of the more recent releases that have been successful, such as Laneway 2 by Sism and Subway by Lay Earth?
Well, Oz, I've never been one to compare my work to the work of others, and I'm not about to start now. It'd be kind of hard to do anyway, as all three levels are so different. I mean, you go from underground subway out to back street to somewhere in Colombia-type-looking Central American hills kind of thing. Gameplay is different in all three. They're just very different maps. I will say that I think both of those two levels, Subway and Laneway 2, are fantastic. Laneway was a great map to start with, and with Laneway 2, Sism cleaned up all the issues that I and a lot of the other people out there saw in the original. Layer's attention to detail in Subway is just incredible. I've been very impressed with both maps from a mapper's perspective, and on the gameplay side, although another route would be nice in Subway, both otherwise play great. I think all three of the maps are raising the bar for community levels in general.
So you do see the community level designers improving the quality of the levels. What are some of your favorite Urban Terror levels?
Well, I have seen the standout levels, you know, the levels that everyone rants and raves about in the community, really jump up in scale lately. They've just gotten so much better. The individuals that have seen the need for the increased dedication to turn out the high quality of a product have stepped up to the plate and given us something to shoot for. The fallout from this is an incredible change in the releases from the newer mappers. Just a few months ago, you could see the new mappers releasing some, shall we say, questionable maps. I didn't think they were a bit anxious for the thrill that comes with a release. You know, the quick rush of adrenaline when by getting a map out there and getting it played on servers. And they really didn't take the time to ask the questions and do the research needed to resolve issues and really learn how to map for Urban Terror well. I don't know how many of the listeners have been on the mapping forums around the community, but this has changed quite a bit recently. The questions are being asked and answered, and some of the first-time maps coming into beta are really looking sweet. It's a whole new world in the UT community mapping from where it was a few months ago, and that says volumes of the cooperative spirit of UT and SID in general. It just spills down into the community. Yeah, well, there is some bad points, though. Recently, some of the more experienced mappers are getting a little frustrated with the extremely basic questions, and I can't exclude myself. So, in the interest of keeping new mappers from getting their heads bitten off and wondering why, please read the GTK Radiant Manual and check out the tutorials on the sixth floor before asking your questions on the forums. You just might feel a lot more relaxed when you come in and not ask, how do I select a brush? As for maps that I'm kind of looking at lately and admire, I don't really admire any specific map. Like, as in a whole, if a map plays well and it looks good, that's fine. But the individual aspects of some of the maps really get me. Something like the way that Casa looks using so few textures, the detail in Subway and Laneway 2, the gameplay of Abbey with such a tight layout, which was really surprising to me, and the complexities of Ricochet that I'm only recently starting to see. It's things like that that I try to dissect, and we'll try and get some kind of shadowing into my maps in the future.
Talk a little bit about Triad development and what goals this team has. And also, why did you all come together?
Triad dev team was something I kind of threw together a few years back just as a subsite to the Triad homepage. It's pretty much so my clan members would have somewhere on the web to put details on what they were doing on the development side of the game. Last spring, I got a little tired of the look and wanted more capabilities, so I took it down for a full overhaul. The final result was too good just to keep for us triads, so I opened it up for any developers to join and pimp their own projects. The response from UT community has been great. The Triad dev team isn't actually a team in the usual sense. It's just a free site that I put up for individual developers to get public exposure to their projects while they were working on them. Most of the work being done there is by the individual authors and not by the entire team. The benefit of this being the site provides the exposure and gives you an immediate resource for answers to issues that the members run into. Also, there are other developers available if anyone does want to collaborate on a project. It's really a great site, and I hope that it can help the members to turn out some really stellar projects, if only just by bringing them all together in one place.
And as I usually ask of many of the guests I interview, what are you most looking forward to in the development of Urban Terror? And if there's one thing that siliconized development could include, what would you like that to be?
It's funny you should ask me that one, Oz. Lately, I've found myself grabbing the ear of any SID member I can get my grubby little hands on, throwing them suggestions from various things. I guess in the short term, I'd kind of like to see the feel of the weapons settled in. With the tighter netcode and further improved Ares code, the secondary weapons just don't feel the same as they did. They're really kind of loose and could probably use some smoothing out. That, and if you could probably, possibly, maybe get the flag status indicators on the CTF heads-up display, that would keep me thoroughly happy until Beta 3. Speaking of Beta 3, in the long term, I'd like to see the idea for goal-oriented mission-style game types to come to fruition. But every time I think about that kind of thing, I start to wonder, can it be done to force the game's mission goals on the players? Yeah, okay, force may sound a bit harsh, but there are a lot of great game types that I've seen fall by the wayside because players just didn't get it the first 30 minutes or so of playing and dismissed it as TDM or DM with something else they had to do and they just didn't feel like doing it. It's a real shame, too. Sometimes players need that little push. Sometimes they don't. I just hate to see it happen again. The new weapons that are being added are a bonus to UT as long as they fill a niche that isn't currently in the weapon set with any duplication at all. You know, different feel, different capabilities. Just don't make me pick up a gun and go, oh, it's a G36 without a scope. I mean, what's the point of that? I do kind of wish a new sidearm was in the group, though. The encumbrance system, it's pretty cool. It should add another new twist to the game, which by the time 3.0 shows up, the players will probably be ready for another little twist. If I really had to pick one thing to add to UT, it would be the enhanced map entities. More realistic dynamics to the maps can only help complete the atmosphere that the mappers try to create. Explosive breakables, multiple UT trains, complete breakable sounds, you know, not like I'd like to break something besides glass and pottery. Destroyable walls was brought up at one point. There's a whole bunch of other things that would really make the places we get to play in that much more.
And those entities are things that we are looking to improve on as we move forward with beta 3.0. I know 27 has some ideas as to what he wants added in terms of entities and functions for mappers to use in their levels. And last question we have for you, what does the future hold for Triad development?
The future. Well, the future for the Triad dev team, pretty simple. Going to keep going the way we're going. There's a lot of great projects coming together over there as we speak. For example, Bones Triad's been working on a map. He's tentatively named it UT Suburban. I think someone else has a map by that name, but we'll have to look at it. Anyway, he's been at it for some time, and I've been helping him along. It's getting close to that beta stage, so keep your eyes open for it. Machine's been pounding away at UT Eagle, and every time I see that sucker, it's just looking better and better. He's learning a lot on the technical side of mapping with this map, and it should really be a solid release when it's ready. Vincent Vega's new over there, but he came flying out of the blocks with a hard, pounding, heavy detail map called UT Italia. The screens look fantastic. It's even at its early stage that it's at now. Our modelers over there, Omida and Ronan, are always cranking out Quake 3 player models, and every once in a while you can even get them to throw in a map object on their schedules. So I really don't ever know what's coming out of the systems these days. You kind of have to take a look. As for me, I began work on a new map a few weeks ago to get my head out of Drug Lord Airstrip for a few days because it was just driving me nuts. I pretty much decided to make it the second in the series, calling it Drug Lord 2, Harem Beak. Following the theme of the original, taking out the complex machinations of a drug lord. This time you're going to be doing it by hitting a processing plant in a small African-style river town. So, I know I'll be around for quite a while. Actually, I'm kind of getting too old to start changing my ways too often.
Aren't we all? Actually, we are not all, but anyway, I want to change my ways, too. With that said, dude, the floor is yours. Time to give your shout-outs and props to anyone in the community you want.
Well, let's see. I guess I have to thank Triad for all the support through the last few years, and that way I get some 40 people out of the way without having to go through individual names. let's see, Sid, you guys are great. Thanks for a great game. And the UT community for not always taking that headshot on me when you get the chance. Of course, now you probably will. .exe, I got to give you a shout for the last-minute help on Drug Lord. Thanks a lot, man. And there is one thing that I need to say that many people are missing. Too many people are attributing Drug Lord Airstrip just to me. It's not just my creation. Even though I was the primary contributor, if it weren't for Nick, again, I hope I said it right, and Omida, never would have happened. In the end, it was a collaboration of all three of our talents. And Nick, Omida, thanks, guys. Final thanks here to my wife for putting up with my constant screwing around on the computer and for not complaining about my CRT tan. Most of you should know what I'm talking about on that one. I guess that's pretty much it. Thanks for having me on, Oswald, and putting up with me bugging you here and there. And oh, yeah. Why don't you let us all know when you get that map of yours ready for us to look at, huh?
My map. Yeah, good luck. Because I know I'll be criticized like a mother once I release it to some people to check out and play. But, Dragone, we want to thank you for taking the time to give us a little insight on Triad development, on Drug Lord, and a little bit about yourself. I do think it went well, and I do look forward to doing some more type of the interviews as we try to bring some credit to those in the community who dedicate themselves to creating levels so you all can play on. Going to take a short break. We'll be right back to check out Laneway. This is Wrecking Ball, Urban Radio. It's Oswald. We are back. That was Creeper Lagoon. The song is called Wrecking Ball. It's funny how I was turned on to that band. They were actually Urban Terror players who wanted us to include billboards of their album covers in some of our levels. Pretty cool, huh? Fortunately, we never got around to doing it, but if you want to get more of their music or check them out, go to creeperlagoon.com. I'd like to give a few shout-outs here that I've collected since the show's begun on IRC. First one comes from Evil Monkey over at TSN. He wants everyone to know about Clan Bots. It's free bot service for clans. He is looking for TLC scripters and hosts. For more information, you can go to clanbots.tribes-universe.com or pound clanbots on IRC. You need Unix shells and people with knowledge of TLC and egg drops, IRC bots. So go check it out and give him some help, and we will be pimping that once he gets a sounder on air from TSN. So we look forward to getting some clans, some bots on the channels. Oh, what else do we have here for you? WOC Tom wants to give a shout-out to his clan Weapon of Choice and also to say goodbye to Pornstar, who is leaving the Urban Terror community. Blaster from the Abjects says he wants to say hi to all the clans out there and state that all your helicopters on Sands are belong to the Abjects and that we own all the towers on Rommel. So if you haven't followed the forums, then I guess you won't know about the towers they did. But anyways, Blaster, what's up, pimp? And glad to see you listening in. And finally, from Setsuko, he would like everyone to go visit Pound GM Killers. They do have a pretty cool website. Barbecue turned me on to it today. It's GMKI.